We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Halacha Vav. In the appendixes at the end of that Torah, it's actually part of a paragraph Dalid, and it's a subparagraph that begins with the words V'alkein Besukkos. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein Besukkos Oiskim Batikunim Hanasim Al Yidei Tshuva Shel Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And based on what we've learned till now, this is why on Sukkos we're involved in making those tikkunim that were started through the tshuva of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shayidei Zeh Hoitzi Achitzim, through which we were able to succeed in extracting the arrows, the poisonous arrows that the evil king shot at the Bas Melech, V'chulu, etc., etc., as we spoke earlier. V'alkein bechag oiskim betikun hamayim. And this is why on Sukkos, one of the main focuses that the Gemara says, on Sukkos were judged for water. And that's when they had the special nisuch hamayim. Sheze soid nisuch hamayim bechag letoich hashitin. This is the secret of the water that was poured on Sukkos down those pipes on the Mizbeach, down those holes on the Mizbeach. V'oz ikra simcha b'chinas simchas beis hashieva. And on Sukkos is when we have the highest level of simcha, the main simcha, which is the simchas beis hashieva. V'alkein b'chag nidoinin alamayim. And this is why the Gemara says that on each one of the holidays, Klal Yisrael is judged, the world is judged for something. On Sukkos, we're judged regarding water. Ki ikra tikin al yidei hasimcha. Because the main tikkun is through simcha, v'alkein oz huzman simchosenu, and that's why Sukkos is also called zman simchosenu. V'oz nichnosim basukkah, shehem bechinas anani hakoved hanal. That's when we enter into the sukkah, which corresponds to the special clouds. V'alkein hasukkah meramezes al sukkah shel v'yoson, and also the sukkah that we go into alludes to the sukkah of the future, which is called the sukkah of the Leviathan. Kemay shekosuv, as the posuk says, hismale v'sukkos oiroi. It associates the word sukkos, even though it's spelled with a sin, with the oiroi, the oir of the Leviathan, the skin of the Leviathan. Ki ha-Leviathan betoy chamayim, because the Leviathan, that huge, huge fish, is in the water. V'shom basuko mekablin ruach chochmo hanimshach me'onon shalakapoyres. When a Jew goes into the sukkah, he receives the chochmo, which came from the cloud that was above the kapoyres, the covering of the oroin, in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash. Shemishom lomdu shir sukkah yud tfachim. That's where the Gemara learns out the height of a sukkah, which is the 10 tfachim, the minimum height of a sukkah, 10 tfachim. From the Orain, from the Kapoiris that was above the Orain. V'oz zoichin l'simcha. Sukkos was zoichin to simcha. V'alkein tzrichin laharbois b'tzdoko be'erev sukkos. And this is why there's a special inyan, this is written in the writings of the Arizal, that erev sukkos is a special time for distribution of tzdokos. Ki kol tikkun ha'chodesh hazeh al yidei tzdoko, shubchinas yisarusa delasato, Shaydei ze ikra tikkun, because the whole tikkun of the month of Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, all of it is dependent on tzedakah, which we mentioned earlier is one of the greatest examples of isarusa de lesato, where we show initiative down here below. We do something through Shaydei ze ikra tikkun. That's how we're able to bring about the main tikkun. Paragraph Hey, v'ze bechinas harbo minim shemitzvosom rak biyodayim kemoshik. And this is also the concept of the dalid minim that we take on Sukkos, which we hold with our hands, only with the hands. Kemoshik Kosov, as the posuk says, ulekachtem lochem bayoyim horishon. You will take for yourself on the first day of Sukkos. Kedei lahamshich oleinu koyach hayodayim. Because on this yontif of Sukkos, we're trying to draw upon ourselves the special power of the hands, of the betler who didn't have hands, in that story in Sipurei Maaseis. Ki al yedei hanianuim moitziim hachitzim. Because by shaking the lulav in the different directions that we do, the lulav and the dalet minim, that's how that helps us to be able to remove those arrows. Ki hu arbo aminim keneged arba b'chinoisanal. Because the dalet minim correspond to the four things that we spoke about earlier. Lulav keneged hoitzoas hachitzim. The lulav corresponds to the concept of pulling out the arrows. Arvei nachal, the arovois keneged hamayim. Arovois grow near water specifically. They're usually right near a body of water. So they correspond to the mayim that we spoke about. Hadas, the hadasim is bechinas chius haneshama, bechinas chochma, shayideze yoidin hadoifek, eich lachyois nefoshois haklulam babas melchanal. The hadasim are known for their smell. We know that smell is associated with the neshama. The Gemara says, koil haneshama tahalel ko. Which item is there that the neshama benefits from and not the body? That's besamim, the sense of smell. So the hadasim are the union of reyach, which is the chiyus of the neshama, which is chachma. Chachma is also the chiyus of the neshama. There's a pasuk, hachachma techaye ba'oleho, through which we know, and when one has this chachma, that's when they know the pulses. They know how to restore life to those nefashos that are included in the bas melech, in the shechina. Bechinas samchuni bo ashishois, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim. Esroig bechinas ikar hasimcha hamachaya habasmelech, shehu bechinas esroig. And the esroig represents the simcha that gives life, that restores life to this basmelech who was shot with these arrows. Bechinas kuloch yofo rayosi umomein boch. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim which describes the Shechina, the Bas Melech, that you are all beautiful, you have no blemish in you at all. That's the Esroig. The Esroig is that item that we look to see there shouldn't be any stains, any bletlech, any ksamim, any... Vayidezeh zoichin lesayim hatoiro. And by doing all of this, by accomplishing all of these tikkunim, we're zoichin to complete the Torah, which where the final pasuk is ulachol hayod hachazoka. Note the pasuk begins with yod hachazoka, the yodaim, velachzur lahaschil bereishis, and to go immediately back to the beginning to bereishis. Maimar sosum hanal shetzrichim bechol pam ubefrat bechol ashono lachzur velalois l'shom lahamshich misham toira. A Jew has to always try to go up there to that Maimar Sosum, especially each and every single year, to go up there to draw Torah from there. Shezeh b'chinas Yom Kippur, Gemar Aseres Yimei Tshuva, She'oz nitnu haluchos v'achroinos b'tzina. This is the concept of Yom Kippur, which is the final day of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, when the second set of luchos was given quietly. The first set of luchos was given with boom, bang, noise, thunder, lightning, and everything. The second set of luchos, there was none of that. It was done bitzina. The Gemara says that's one of the reasons why the first set of luchos wasn't successful. Something that's done barash, with a lot of noise and publicity, usually that could detract from the success. When things are done quietly bitzina, it has more of a chance of being matzliach. Sheboze oiskim kol hashono ali de atshuva shel aseres yimei tshuva shemamshich kol echad al atzmoi kedushas hamshochas hatoyro aseres hadibrois mebechinas ayei she'olo l'shom ayei de'abakosho v'chipus ayei. This is what we're involved in the entire year, to try to come close to Hashem, etc., through that foundation that we laid on the aseres yimei tshuva, where each and every single person drew upon himself the Torah, the Aseres HaDibrois, from Aye that he went up to, through the Bakosha of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Shezeh Ikra Tshuva, which is the essence of Tshuva, Shehischil B'Rosh Hashanah, V'Nigmar B'Yom Kippur, which was started on Rosh Hashanah and completed on Yom Kippur. So on those 10 days, we lay a foundation that gives us the power throughout the whole year to do Tshuva, to draw on that foundation that was laid by reaching up to Aye, by drawing down the Luchay Shniyos. That's what gives us the ability, once we did it really well in that opening 10 days of the year, it gives us the ability to keep doing it throughout the year. That whenever we fall, Chas V'Shalom, we want to do tshuva, we know we were taught in the beginning of the year how to do tshuva. Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Hamshocha Satoira, Simcha, Mayim, all the different things, Mikvah, Tztaka, all the different things we learned about here. ובכל יום מעשרת ימי תשובה, עוסקו בו זה, לנסר המלכוס, מידו אחס בכל יום, על ידי כוח התשובה של ראש השונה, שהוא העיקר. Throughout each one of the 10 days of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we're involved in slicing the Malchus, one slice, every day, through the Koyach HaTshuva, which begins from Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning, V'Hagmar B'Yom HaKippurim, and we finish that Nesira process on Yom Kippur, Shehu B'chinas Keser Malchus. Yom Kippur is associated with the Keser. We mentioned earlier that on Yom Kippur we say, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem letayar eschem mikol chataseichem, lefnei Hashem titoru, you'll be purified. The word titoru is bigimatria keser, exactly. And we know again, Yom Kippur is the 10th step on the ladder. Rosh Hashanah, we start off with Malchus, HaMelech HaKodosh, HaMelech HaMishpot, V'Simloi Chol HaMalchus. And each day of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we're going up until Yom Kippur, which is the Keser. And that again is why we say Keser instead of Nagdishach. We say Keser in Yom Kippur, at Mincha, at Muzah. Alei Itmar, and about this, the Pasuk says, Magid Meireshis Achris, that from the Reishis, Hashem already establishes the Achris. From Rosh Hashanah is already being initiated and established what's going to be completed on Yom Kippur. Ve'oz mamshichim Torah misham. And after we're zoche to go up to that keser, we're zoche to bring Torah down from there. Shaydezeh choizrin umegalin b'chinas ayeh daika, which is what gives us the ability to reveal the ayeh, to broadcast the ayeh. Shaydezeh choizrin umegalin nebechinas ayeh daika, and then by having gone up to the Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi, that's what gives us the ability to, and draw light from there, and draw Torah from there, that's what gives us the ability to broadcast the other message, the message of Meloi Chol Horetz Kevoidoi, that Hashem's Kevoid is everywhere, that light of Ayei is so high level a light that it can even reach down to the lowest places of Tumah and be Mashpia there. I once learned that we know that Keser is referred to by the letter Chof. Keser begins with Chof. Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in Torah Vav and Likut Imran. Ein Keser b'loi Chof. Chof is the symbol of Keser. Keser is the word Esrim. I'm sorry, Chof is the number 20, Esrim. And in fact, Esrim, Ayin Shin Reish Yud Mem, is Bigimatria. Let's see, Shin Ayin is 370. 570, 580, exactly, the word Keser. Esrim is Bigimatria Keser. Why? To show that the light of Keser spans 20 levels. It goes down 10 levels, it reaches down all the way down to the Malchus, and back up. It's a light that's so high that it can go all the way down to the bottom and come back. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol ze tzrichin levayer harbe. What he told us in these little paragraphs here is obviously short blips, which require a lot of explanation. Now, Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk, Le'or chitzecho yehalechu. We will travel based with the light of Hashem's arrows. Zormu mayim ovois. The clouds are zorem mayim. Koil nosnu shechokim, the heavens give forth a sound. Af chatzotzecho yishalochu. And the pasuk continues, Yoshes choshech sisroi svivov. There is a darkness that surrounds Hashem, the hiddenness of Hashem. Sukosoi cheshchas mayim, ovei shechokim, minoiga negdoi, ovavavru. Here this pasuk brings together the concept of sukkos and the mayim of the ovei shchokim, of the clouds. Vayishlach chitzov vayefitzim. Hashem sent his arrows and he dispersed them. Yishlach mimoroim yikocheni yimsheni mimayim rabim. Hashem sends a rescue from on high, from a very high place, to rescue me, to take me out of the great waters. Eloikai mi Temon yovoi, Hashem will come forth from Temon. zerem mayim ovar, le'or chitzecho yahalechu, mikoil mechatzitzim, bein mashabim, shom yesanu tzidkois Hashem, v'chulu, uru uru dabru shir. These psukim are in Chavakuk Gimel, and Rav Nosson Zal is showing us these psukim, which have in them connections of all the different things he spoke about. The clouds, the sukkos, the arrows, the seser, the keser, all the different things are found in this pasuk. For whatever reason, could be because of circumstances in Rav Nosson Zal's life at the time, he wasn't in a position to explain it, but he wanted to put it down on paper to know that these psukim, if a person will study this and look into it, he'll see that these psukim connect all the different things we spoke about earlier. Paragraph of Barash Hashanah Biknisosoi Oimrim LeDavid Mizmor LaShem Ha'oretz Imloyo Tevel V'Yoshvevo Ki Hu Al Yamim Yesodo Val Nahoroi Sichoineneho. In those that daven Nusach Sfard at the end of Maariv on the night of Rosh Hashanah, one of the highlights of the Rosh Hashanah davening is that LeDavid Mizmor, where they open the Oron Kodesh then, and by the Sfardim, if I'm not mistaken, this is called the Ptichat HaParnosa. It's one of the most important events of Rosh Hashanah. People buy it for 10,000, 100,000, this is super special. When they say this this chapter of LeDavid Mizmor, Rav Nosson Zal says, Shenira ki'ilu hu nesinas tam v'hoichocho al mashomar l'ashem horatzim loya. It seems, from the fact that the second pasuk begins with the words because hu al yamim yesod v'anor sichaneneho, that's explaining, that's answering, that's clarifying the l'ashem horatzim loya. V'hu al pianal, this is based on what we learned earlier. Shal yidei hayud choymois shalmayim. She'alehem yiseid horetz, that it's through those 10 walls of water by which Hashem structured the world. He put walls around the oceans and the rivers and everything to block off where there'll be dry land, where there'll be ocean. Ayideze nizgale ki l'Hashem horetzim loya. Through that was revealed that Hashem created the world and that the whole world is Hashem's. Ki yud choymois shalmayim anal heim bechinas tzimtzumei hadas shaydeze nizgale elekusei malchusei b'chol oretz. Because those 10 walls of water, a wall is a tzimtzum. It limits, it's a boundary, up to here and no further. These walls of water symbolize the tzimtzumei hadas, when there isn't just infinite light, but rather we take the light and we slice it up. We define it. We define chachma. We define boundaries through which a person can understand Hashem, through which a person can get a certain level of understanding. And that's how we reveal, that's how we show Hashem as Melech of the whole world. Now in that kapitel, LeDavid Mizmor, it continues, Mi yale bahar Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kotshoi. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Mi yale bahar Hashem b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah is when we first climb the mountain. We start climbing that mountain up to Hashem. Umi yokum b'mkoyim kodshay, and who will be zeichet to remain there when he gets to the top of that mountain, to be stay there and be strong and firm, not get knocked off? That's Merameh on Yom Kippur. She'oz nichnas ha'koyim godoil l'mkoyim kodshay. That mi yokum b'mkoyim kodshay, that's when the Kohen Gadol went into the Mekoyim Kodesh, the Kodesh Shu Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim. And it was a whole test to see if he'll handle it, if he'll make it out of there alive or not. That's the Mi Yokom Mekoyim Kodeshoy. Who will be able to enter into that high place and survive it? The Pasuk continues there, Niki Chapayim Uvar Levov. Only one who has clean hands and a pure heart. Bechinas Sukkos. This corresponds to Sukkos, She'oz, Noitlin, Ho'arba, Minim, Shala. That's when we take the Dalet Minim. She'aleim Nemar, about those Dalet Minim, the Pasuk says, Erchatz benikoyon kapai, I wash my hands clean, Va'asoy v'vo mizbechecho Hashem, and I circle the Mizbeach. When did they circle the Mizbeach? On Sukkos, when they went around with the Dalet Minim. K'mo shedor shrazal, as the Gemara says. Now, all of this begins May Rosh Hashanah, and Rav Nosson says from Rosh Hashanah, Nase Acharkach Hoishana Rabba. Rosh Hashanah begins the tshuva process, which is finalized on Hoishana Rabba, Hu Gmar HaChasima Shehischel B'Rosh Hashanah. Hoishana Rabba is the completion of the process that we started on Rosh Hashanah.